Do you ever find yourself thinking about who would win in a fight between Goku and Superman? Hi, I'm James Gavsey, and on the Who Would Win show, me and my co-host Ray ignore anything important happening in the outside world and debate fictional battles between characters from comics, movies, and video games.
We got a new show every week, and almost always am I the winner.
Yeah, not true, Ray.
In the past, we've discussed such matches as Captain America versus Darth Vader, Solid Snake versus the Iron Giant, classic matchups like RoboCop versus Terminator, and even the Muppets versus Sesame Street.
That one was crazy. So if you're a fan of geek culture and love a spirited debate, check out the Who Would Win show wherever you get your podcasts, or check us out at whowouldwinshow.com.
He never gives up, he'll stay till the fight's won. G.I. Joe will dare. G.I. Joe.
And welcome back to your favorite G.I. Joe recap experience podcast thing. I don't know. I want to put the words together in a different way, but I feel like I've done it every possible way, every mathematical way I've done it.
This specifically you should have done differently because we're doing something different.
This is a bonus episode. I feel like, guys, people can listen to this thing and track the progression of those intros as you go and they do sort of like an up and down kind of thing, like a wave.
Like normally they should be better.
Where you think they would just like you go up in an upward trending direction. This is definitely not the case.
Oh, no.
It kind of does like a little squiggle. It's like one of those Family Circus cartoons with a little boy running around and a little trail. He goes all over the place.
I imagine that's how Ray's brain is as well.
Yeah, it's basically like that. Unfortunately, because this is going to be out of order somewhere, you won't know how, you know, like where that is in line.
True. So
I really do want a fan supercut of all my intros just for my own edification.
That would require us to have a fan.
We have tons of fans, Gina. How dare you? Plenty of people go on Facebook and make it happen.
All you have to do is go to the beginning of every single episode because it's exactly the same place.
Yeah.
You don't have to go looking for it.
Wouldn't be hard.
You just press play and then stop after about 10 seconds. You can do that yourself.
Yeah, but if I do it, it's cheap.
Ray,
makes me look like makes me look like
cheap.
An egomaniac or something like that. I want people to do things for me. I don't want to do it myself. Ray. That'd be weird.
This is why I ask people to send me pictures of butts because I'm too lazy to Google.
Thank you. Thank you, everybody. Well, we are doing a Find Your Fate book. We did Operation Terror Trap before, and it was such a great book. Such a success.
Operation
Hold on,
Bullshit Trap.
Was it a G. McRae or something? Never wrote another book ever again? Well, we got it. We're back this time with Operation Weapons Disaster. This is book 11 of the Find Your Fate series.
Why are they always operations?
The second picture under butts when you Google it is Tina from Bob's Burgers.
Yeah.
That's pretty fantastic.
Correctly
that is
so.
Pretty fantastic.
This book is written by, thank you, by James M. Ward. And I'll just read the back really quick. Cobra has grown very ambitious. Only the Joe team can match their fierce new firepower in Operation Weapons Disaster. Anything that moves, you can make it go faster. Wheels, that's your code name. Enemy vehicle and weapons expert. So you're an expert in Cobra stuff.
Also, can I point out that Wheels was the wheelchair kid in the Burger King Kids Club.
Also the wheelchair kid in everything.
Yeah.
From the 90s.
So now I'm picturing us as a Joe and G.I. Joe, but we're in a wheelchair.
In a wheelchair, yeah.
I'm picturing him teamed up with Steeler. Stuck in the middle with you. Go back to the episode, Worlds Without End.
Part two,
where I sang that same song and made that same joke, and I didn't realize that there was a connection to an actual character in the G.I. Joe universe.
Well, then there you go.
I still don't get it.
So when Cobra starts throwing new weapons and vehicles and G.I. Joe teams all over the world, Duke sends for you. Flint and Lady J are under fire from Cobra gun cycles in Africa. Bazooka and Roadblock.
Oh, man.
Whoa. Wow. Okay, we're done here.
Bazooka and Roadblock. Whoa. God damn. And it's not the
Bazooka
first
and the black guy.
I have
Bazooka
a problem.
And the
I've
black
got to hang
guy.
Up.
Bazooka and black.
Well, they're.
I just call them black.
No, because I was going to get. I was unnerved by the next word. Bazooka and Roadblock are bushwhacked by Cobra combat tanks in New Mexico. And Iceberg and Sci-Fi are pinned down by Cobra.
What? There's
okay, guys. There are two Joes named Iceberg and Sci-Fi, and they are season two Joes. Yep. They're pinned down by Cobra snow sleds in the Alps. But you can't be everywhere at once. What is Cobra up to? You must weigh your choices carefully, but quickly, and be prepared to face Cobra's most ingenious machinery. In any event, this looks like a good time to field test your new combat motorcycle.
How do we a motorcycle when we were in a wheelchair.
How don't you?
I remember back in the day when combat motorcycles were the thing.
Totally a thing. Peel out wheels. You have no time to lose as you find your fate. Tie-in.
I want to know more about this sci-fi guy. He sounds hot.
Sci-fi. He wears green, and he's a future weapons expert.
Oh, I was hoping they would call him sci-fi because he really was into like sci-fi shows.
He is. I mean, that's kind of part of his deal, I believe. And he's got like a big like Geordi LaForge visor, but it's like his whole helmet, but it's like a black line across.
Yeah, I'm not really into that.
He's kind of a cool character.
It's like trying to kiss a guy when he's wearing a bicycle helmet or something.
Not suggested. And if you're wearing a bicycle helmet, do not put the moves on. We established that off the air. Ooh, we got a picture, guys. There's the picture. It's
is
quick
that
kick.
Us?
That's not us. They did not put a picture of us in Operations Weapon Disaster.
Why not?
That's us.
What kind of shoddy book is this?
Okay, we get a picture for Chan really quick here. Here we go, guys. Page one.
Oh, God.
You've been working on your modified G.I. Joe combat cycle for months, and you are just putting in the unusually powerful fuel now. A few drops.
Unusually powerful fuel?
It's jizz. Sorry, guys.
I was thinking it was something the Libyans have.
Something the Libyans have. What?
Yeah.
Oh, you mean like Back Plutonium? To the Future?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
The Libyans.
Ooh. A few drops spill from the special container and sizzle on the floor, burning a hole into the concrete.
Oh, this is not good for the environment.
Alien blood?
It's alien. It's literally alien spit. This is strong stuff. The potent fuel is your latest invention, and it will either move your cycle faster and further than a cycle has ever gone before, or it'll blow up in your face.
Or it'll eat through the engine like it just ate through the
concrete.
Yeah,
it's fucking
on
hydrochloric acid. What are you, dumb?
Apparently you're dumb.
And in a wheelchair.
As you're capping the fuel tank, Quick Kick runs in. Now, hopefully we call him an Oriental like we did with the other book.
Oh, good.
He's open.
Wheels! Duke needs you fast in the briefing room. We've got Cobra problems and a bitch ain't one. No, wait. Sorry. We've got Cobra problems with your name written all over them. You look sadly at your cycle. It's got all the latest weapons and armor. You're really hoping to take a test drive, but orders are orders. In seconds, you reach the conference room. Then remember the fuel. You hope it doesn't eat a hole in the tank of the cycle.
Jesus Christ.
You're an idiot.
No wonder you spent months working on this thing because you're dumb. You have no idea what you're doing.
Wheels, Duke says, pointing to the world map behind him. Cobras added again in Africa, in the Italian Alps, and in New Mexico.
Wasn't Africa where we were last time?
We went to Africa as part of it. Yeah, there was a white guy running a thing. We'll need you to check things out. Duke, you say with a laugh. I'm fast, but working in all those places at once would be too much even for me. Everyone laughs at your joke. They are humoring you.
Are you serious that it says that?
This book is making me feel real good about myself, guys.
You are special.
Hold on. Back it up. Read the joke again, please.
Duke, I'm fast, but working in all those places at once would be too much even for me. And the room howls with laughter. Thank you, Jen. They know you pride yourself on driving anywhere at any time at breakneck speed, but Duke barely smiles. Uh-oh. Your joke must not have landed because this must be serious.
Also, you just slept with Duke's girlfriend.
Oh. Backstory.
Yeah. Duke explains the problem. Flint and Lady J have a team in Africa. They've discovered a small secret Cobra lab. This place has been working on a new Cobra battle cycle. It should be just up your alley, Wheels, and they want help checking it out. You start to speak, but Duke keeps going. So it's a lot like me with this podcast. Sorry, guys. If that isn't enough, Bazooka's squad in New Mexico was on routine patrol when they ran into a new Cobra battle tank. Bazooka said it took everything our guys sent it at it, and it still kept going. Only a lucky shot by one of Bazooka's high-powered anti-tank rockets took it out. He's asking for help, too.
Why?
Apparently
he's got high-powered anti-tank rounds.
Cross that one off.
Bazooka's the dumb guy?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
No. Tank dead.
We got the last call only 10 minutes ago. It was from Iceberg and Sci-Fi in the Italian Alps. They're on vacation. Together, apparently.
Hello.
And, yeah, that's progressive. And while they were skiing, they saw a new combat plane with Cobra markings fly over a hill. They tracked it back to a small valley far off from the normal ski trails. I've ordered them to just watch the place until we get to send some backup. Everyone in the room just looks at you. They know you're the expert on new Cobra weapons and vehicles. You're the one who should go immediately. But where to go first? The problem in Africa seems very pressing. Yes,
oh,
Gina?
Yeah. We're coming to decision time.
And you'd love to go get a look at that.
We got some colonialism jammed down those African throats.
Yeah. But we're not going to New Mexico because Bazooka's got it under control. I think, right? Well, you guys decide. You'd love to get a look at the new Cobra Cycle, of course, because you're wheels.
Bazooka di Beppo would be a terrible Italian restaurant.
Oh, yeah.
I like big meatballs.
I want a big meatball.
Those both just sounded terrible.
But the situation in New Mexico seems grave, too. No, it doesn't. You'd really like to have a chance to destroy that tank before Cobra starts making thousands just like it. And as for the Alps...
Wait a minute. How's destroying one tank going to stop them from making thousands more?
I don't know. If there's a new Cobra jet...
Because here's the thing.
Yes?
If you destroy the prototype, then they will... Then
they'll still have the plans that they used to make the prototype.
They'll just make a new one.
No, it's like the mother spider in Arachnophobia. You kill the mother spider, all the baby spiders don't know what to do.
Do you seriously think that I watched Arachnophobia?
You should have.
I'll be honest.
Good.
I'm a little surprised you haven't.
Why would you think?
Campy movie from the 90s?
Arachnophobia. Why would you watch
you
a movie?
Watch it. It's terrifying.
Full of spiders.
I didn't realize you were so.
I don't have arachnophobia, and it was still terrifying. No, you should watch it.
To be fair, Chan is so arachnophobic, he had to hold a hand over his eyes for the Civil War trailer. The Civil War trailer.
Because
Spider-Man's in it.
My insides just melted.
The thing you would want to do is if you figured out how to destroy a fancy new tank. Is to keep that information yourself, let them keep building the tanks, and then just destroy them.
No, that's a good point, because Bazooka didn't use any special weaponry. He just used one of his normal rockets.
I already know where I want to go.
Okay, well, too bad you can't be in three places at once. Would you like to go to Lady J and Flint in Africa? Do you think you go to New Mexico? Alps is the number one trouble
Lady
spot.
Lady J and Flint have a thing going on. You don't want to be the third wheel in that.
Listen,
the whole time they'll probably
be
wanting to fuck, and you're just like, oh, this is really awkward to be around here.
I want to go visit Sci-Fi and see if he's hot and see exactly what Sci-Fi shows he is into watching with me.
The problem with Sci-Fi and Iceberg in the Alps is you don't want to be a third wheel in that thing.
No, I
want to
be that.
Both those guys want to fuck.
Be that third wheel.
You're just going to be real
awkward the entire
time. I want to
be that third wheel. I want to be the meat in that sandwich. I mean, let's go to the Alps. Also, it's the most appealing place. I don't want to go to Africa, and I don't want to go to the other hot place.
New Mexico. We don't want to go visit Los Hermanos.
I don't
want to
go where
Hermanos.
It's hot. I want to go where it's Alpsy.
Yeah, I figure
where it's cold and wet and unpleasant.
That's why Iceberg's there. So, Chan, are we good with going to the Alps? Because Gina's not going to let us not go to
the Alps.
No, I mean, it's not an argument I'm going to win. I just wanted to make sure that we all knew and understood.
I hope the next option is what kind of sex you have with Sci-Fi.
Well, let's find out.
Okay.
You don't even know if he's good looking.
Page 50.
Yeah, that's right.
You can't know because he wears a huge ass visor.
Oh,
over his face.
I forgot about the visor.
But, you know, that means he might be hot. You don't know.
He'd have to take it off before.
What hot dude wears a huge visor over his face so that you can't see it?
Huey, Dewey, and Louie, Duck. They have visors?
Yes. They are also like poker dealer visors,
they? For. Reels?
No, I'm going with this.
You know what a duck's penis looks like, right?
It's corkscrewed, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't want that, but they were the first characters that I could think of that wore visors. Also, now that I'm thinking about it, I think they were baseball caps.
Oh, guys, you're missing. They were. RoboCop.
Oh.
Peter Weller. He's a good looking dude.
I don't know if he's good. Is he the guy in Sons of Anarchy that I've been watching?
Probably.
I don't.
Hang on.
He's RoboCop. What do you got? You wouldn't fuck RoboCop. We'd all fuck RoboCop.
I don't think you would fuck RoboCop.
I would straight out fuck RoboCop.
I feel like his robotic penis would tear all of your body parts.
Yeah.
Oh no, he's the bottom.
Into shreds.
He's the bottom.
And your fluids would rust him. Oh, I don't even think I would bang Peter Weller when he's not RoboCop, to be honest.
Oh, come on now.
Oh, Gina.
I guess he's
Buckaroo Banzai. You're not going to fuck Buckaroo Banzai?
Yeah.
I'd fuck him all across the eighth dimension.
He looks all right.
Okay. This is one of the few times I'm actually going to have to agree with him.
Thank you. You've never been to the Alps before. Just to be sure the cycle can handle the rugged, icy slopes, you put spiked tires on it.
That's not a thing.
That's totally a thing,
that's
Jan.
You do not drive a motorcycle through the icy Alps.
On spiked tires, so it works.
I thought of one. I would bang Cyclops.
Okay. Yeah.
From the X-Men.
He's kind of a puss.
But he would have to keep that visor on because I don't want my vagina getting lasered.
Fair enough.
Not with his face, at least.
Fair
Hey, everybody. So you put spike tires on your motorcycle. Mm-hmm. You also take several hours during the plane trip across the world to disguise your cycle so that you can move through the ski villages of the Alps without attracting attention.
What are you disguised
as a llama.
An alligator.
I was thinking a tauntaun from the planet Hoth. You think it smells bad on the outside?
You guys both name things you can actually ride. I named an alligator.
You can ride an alligator if you're committed enough. It wouldn't be a good idea for Cobra to know that a G.I. Joe team is at work in their supposedly secret base. When you've just finished the last adjustments to the cycle, when Airtight, we know who Airtight is, he tells you you've reached the landing site.
You do.
I love Airtight. The temperature is 10 degrees below zero when you get out of the plane.
Yes.
You're beginning to wonder how your cycle will take the cold. Well, it's running on, like, what? Hydrochloric acid.
Did you not think of that before you went to the fucking Alps?
Nope.
It's better than being in the heat.
When Iceberg arrives at the rendezvous, you're freezing in your heavy-duty winter gear, but Iceberg doesn't seem to notice the cold despite the light clothes he's wearing.
Here's my problem with Iceberg. He is the least nutritious of the lettuce-named G.I. Joes.
Wow.
I'm just going to let that hang there for a sec. That's a magical.
Hey, Sarah liked it. That's all I care about.
Hey, it's a new recruit, Kale. Nobody likes Kale.
Nobody likes Kale.
Nobody likes Kale,
but people are pretty good.
Kale leaves bruises in your mouth when you chew on it.
People are pretty good with romaine. The happy medium between the two is romaine.
Romaine is a delight.
Yeah.
I like romaine.
I love her in X-Men.
Oh, God.
And Radicchio. What a pretentious.
Oh, I got it. I got it.
Oh, I was just
thinking of her vagina getting lasered by Cyclops.
Could happen.
Iceberg is a black dude, by the way.
Yes, he is.
In case you wanted to start calling him Ice Black.
Fuck you. God damn it. Wheels, I'm glad you got here when it's warm, Ice Black says with a smile. Stop it. Sci-Fi is watching the Cobra base. He's looking up Sci-Fi. He tells you that he helps stow the parachutes. He'll call if anything happens there. From the information we've dug up so far, we think there's a connection between the Cobra base and this ski town, but we haven't figured it out yet. You and I are going to town first to check things out. So he's kind of cock blocking you away from Sci-Fi right now, Gina.
It's all right. Yeah. I'm looking at his picture and I'm not enjoying what I'm saying.
I told you.
Sorry. Despite the cold, your cycle makes short work of the trip to town. See? Spike tires, man. Iceberg, this
Why
place
not
is.
Just...
Although Jesus. This just came up.
What the?
Oh, no.
What?
Oh, no. That's going. Save that picture. That's going on the website.
Weird.
When I post this, this is happening.
I don't know what this is. It's very disturbing.
It's Sci-Fi as an American Gladiator style woman, but it's
with a ridiculously tiny muscled
and
waist,
huge thighs,
gargantuan thighs. Either of which would be perfectly fine, acceptable.
It says G.I. Joe Sci-Fi super buff female version by R. Whitney 75 on DeviantArt.
Guys, I'm sexually confused right now.
Oh boy,
not sure what I want to do with that. Okay, so. Iceberg, this place is just like a picture postcard, you say, as you pull up to the hotel where he and Sci-Fi have been staying. A strange communications van parked in front of the hotel catches your eye. It has a large broadcasting antenna on its roof, and there are European television markings on its side. Mm-hmm. You're wondering why it makes you uneasy when the most beautiful woman you've ever seen steps
Baroness.
Out of it and walks towards you.
Baroness.
My name is Anna Raz.
Baroness. Anna Raz.
Anna Raz. Which... keen-eyed people would know that that's Zarana spelled backwards. That's Zartan's sister.
Oh.
She says, shaking your hand. Her slight accent is lilting. Can you tell me what two U.S. Army undercover agents are doing in my country? I guess you're not blending in as well as
Cover
you thought.
Blown. Way to disguise that fucking...
That's Iceberg as a female as well, Gina. Yes.
Oh, you went to the DeviantArt page and just looked for other G.I. Joes?
That's horrifying.
I actually Googled Iceberg in this game. But now I want to go to the DeviantArt G.I. Joe page.
Wait a minute. The van crew begins setting up cameras and Anna Raz is handed a mic. She's ready to do an interview with you.
Are the rest of the... I was about to ask if the rest of the Dreadnoughts were the rest of the crew. Now I'm
wondering.
Oh, does she have female dreadnoughts working for her?
I don't know.
That would be cool.
Well, you have to act fast if you don't want Cobra to know you're onto them. You've got a feeling there's more to this reporter than meets the eye. How does she know who you are? And what else might she know? Besides, if she knows you're here, maybe Cobra does too. You've got to get that Cobra base before they can shut it down. So, guys, do we decide to find out more about Anna Raz, or are we going to go straight to the Cobra base?
I kind of want to find out more more about her.
I feel like if you go straight to the Cobra base, they're going to be alerted to the thing. So maybe if you stay with Anna Raz, you can shut it down before she says.
I was thinking like maybe she'll have like 007 sex with you.
You're thinking that she's going to have banging 007 sex with you?
Well, yeah, like she's on the other side, but she might, you know, like she might try and seduce you or something.
She might help you get in the back door, if you know what I'm saying, of the Cobra base.
I'm not sure what you're saying.
Of the Cobra base.
She
can help you find a back entrance.
Really?
You mean by having anal sex with the guard?
It would help, yeah. So what do you guys think? Anna Raz or go straight to the Cobra base?
I think we're going with Anna Raz.
Anna Raz. Anna Raz and I are getting old and we still haven't walked in the glow of each other's majestic.
Only Chan and I are allowed to do this.
What? Yeah, that was...
That was They Might Be Giants.
No, I know exactly what you did.
That's
it's
a great
song.
Their
second album. The problem is you were singing.
Oh, that's a no-no. We established that in the ground rules, didn't we?
Yeah. Anna Ing, Anna Og, and I'm so growing together.
That wasn't much better.
Look at majestic presence. It's really more of a energy thing.
Okay.
Like I have a much more positive energy.
I'm the most positive energy in this room. What are we talking about right now?
Hey, I'm trying to look up male G.I. Joe characters that have been turned into sexy ladies, okay?
Well, I'll just move on to page 13,
then. I got an important job to do here. I made my choice.
Oh, we get another picture.
Is it of her banging us?
It's of her banging us, and Sci-Fi's watching and whacking it. No, that's not what it is at all, Gina.
Well, picture. Don't get my hopes up.
That lady does not look nearly as exciting as the text made it out to be.
You're right. She looks kind of plain, like Amelia Earhart.
Yeah, well, you know what?
Are you saying Amelia Earhart ain't sexy?
Amelia Earhart's super sexy, so I guess I see what you're saying.
I hit pay dirt here, guys.
What?
With Amelia Earhart
or with
dudes as women?
Wait, you shout. Don't turn on those cameras, Anna. You don't mind if I call you Anna, do you? Why, no, she says, tossing her long red hair back with a slight shake of her head. Great. My name's Wheels, you tell her, taking her to the side of the van.
Whoa.
Dear Penthouse Farm. You notice that the wheels of the van are unusually large for its size. You wonder if it's some type of European safety feature.
Or maybe there's spikes on the tires because that's all you need to get around in the Alps.
Look, Anna, I know you need a story, but my friend and I can't afford to be seen right now. Can you give us a break?
Oh.
Why, of course, Wheels, she says, all smiles. My team and I came here to check out a lead on a Cobra activities in this town. We can do that and let you continue with your work. It was very nice meeting you. Cobra. You think to yourself, you have to find out what she knows. Well, wait a minute, you say, thinking fast. Maybe we can help each other out. If you give me your information, I'll give you an exclusive on a big story about Cobra. Is it a deal? Oh, I think we can do business, Anna tells you, but only if I can go along on your investigations. I will stay out of your way, but I must insist upon this.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, that doesn't sound suspicious. You just don't have any choice, though. You really cannot afford to let her get out of your sight, because she's lovely.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Anna, you say, you can come along, but if trouble starts, I want you to stay far behind me. You can count on that, Wheels, she says, taking you over to her crew and introducing you as you introduce Iceberg. Anna Raz tells you that there is a car repair shop in town, as she suspects maybe a Cobra outpost.
Does she introduce you to crew, Rezub?
Yeah.
And, okay, I can't think of any other dreadnoughts besides
Rep Buyer. Ripper in reverse Repper.
Yeah.
Repper. And then Torch is.
I would love if there were all sexy lady versions of the dreadnoughts.
Anna has had reports that large vehicles drive inside late at night and leave before dawn. You call to Sci-Fi, and he reports that the Cobra base is quiet. Nothing's happening. You now have to decide whether you want to check out the repair place right away or wait until the middle of the night. Iceberg favors the daytime, and Sci-Fi with his night scope laser rifle favors a night attack. Anna favors the day when her camera crew can get some shots.
Does he want to murder people?
Oh, yes, he does. Yes, Sci-Fi.
I just want to quietly put a bullet in their head.
Oh, you don't know about this? American Sniper is based on Sci-Fi.
Roadblock.
Oh, no. These are, like, poorly proportioned. Like,
as opposed to the Joes, who are always really nicely proportioned.
Thank you. Anna favors the day when her camera crew can get some shots without using any lights. So are we going during the day or are we going at night?
Yeah, we should go during the magic hour just so that we don't have to worry about...
I actually vote for night.
You think night? What do you think, Chan?
All right, man, let's go. Let's see night.
I know, Gina, just because Sci-Fi said night. You just want to cozy up to him and get to know him a little bit better.
No, I don't like him anymore.
You want to meet him at nighttime.
Well, I need to see him out of his visor in that weird green outfit he wears.
Now you've seen him as a sexy lady. Now you're ready to go. Gracious. Okay, guys, we're going to go in at night. Page 14. Cracking this nut at night.
Whoa.
That was worth it. I stand behind my choice. It was worth it to hear Ray say that.
Better than busting this nut at night. Cracking this nut at night seems like the best idea. In the meantime, Iceberg switches places with Sci-Fi. It's his turn to watch the base. Anna talks to you all afternoon while you watch the garage. They are. Nothing unusual happens except you have a great time talking to the beautiful Anna. You discover she knows a lot about Cobra.
Oh, boy. Mm.
We're pretty dumb, huh?
It seems she's been keeping a file on them. Nope. She wants to do a documentary. But, like, Cobra Commander has never refused an interview ever.
Yeah.
So it's not like if you want an interview about Cobra, you just go get one.
Mm-hmm.
Anna, you ask, how did you first become interested in Cobra? Oh, my two older brothers are actors and needed my help once. And needed my help once on a play about Cobra. From that, I became curious.
Whoa.
Wait, are there actually two older brothers?
There's Zartan and there's Xandar. She has two brothers. I'm assuming this is Zarana.
Which one of them does regional theater?
I have to assume Xandar. That's why we haven't seen him yet.
Okay.
He's on an off production of Hamilton right now.
An off production of Hamilton?
It's an off production. If you've seen it, you know what I'm talking about.
I see. Okay.
It's off.
Off.
Anna smiles, and you're having trouble thinking about anything else. You're amazed at how perceptive she is.
Oh, for crying out
loud.
And
how persistent. For the rest of the afternoon, you dodge questions.
Guys, are dudes this dumb?
Yes, they are.
We disguise our motorcycle to evade.
As an alligator?
Yeah.
As an alligator. And that didn't work at all because we're in the Alps. You watch the garage. Then as the sun sets, it starts to snow. It's time to start the operation.
Oh, God, I hope we have snow sex.
Sci-Fi is positioned on a rooftop as you are on your cycle a block away. Anna and her crew are several blocks away, but still in sight of the garage. You can see her talking on a CB in her van. Again, nothing suspicious here. Uh-oh. Oh, boy.
Are we going to die?
This is a really short page.
Oh, boy. At about 2,100 hours, Cobra cycles roll up to the garage and the door opens.
Yep.
You've got them.
Yay.
You call for a G.I. Joe backup squad and get in behind the last Cobra. No one is going to notice one more cycle that looks nothing like the others.
Yeah.
Your plan works until you see Anna at the door. Suddenly, she throws off her red wig and under her coat, she's wearing a Cobra uniform.
What?
It's Serana.
Oh.
A deadly Cobra agent. Guess what? She has you covered.
Nuts.
Are these plans? Oh, that's Baroness. Are these plans what you're looking for? Wheels? She
asks. She's showing her boobs?
Showing her boobs. They are the plans to my snowbird jet. Soon my jet will link up with Destro's units in Africa, and Cobra will rule the world.
Wait a minute, why are jets linking up with others?
Wait a minute. Are these plans what you're looking for, Wheels? She asks sweetly. They are the plans to my snowbird jet.
Right.
Soon my jet will link up with Destro's units in Africa, and Cobra will rule the world.
She's making...
blow up bombs all simultaneously?
They're making jets like the fucking... each other. Like
I don't.
The,
oh, got it.
I don't know the lot. The is this like one of those like step
jets?
One, do this. Step two, blank, blank. Step three, profit.
No, I think this is like the computers on board these jets will all be linked together, and then they can give them commands to overtake governments.
Okay. Huh. Well, a ruby beam flashes out of the night sky and hits the roof above Zarana's head.
Ooh.
It's Sci-Fi, but how could he have missed at this distance?
Oh, no.
Then a huge roof snowdrift that has been forming all evening falls on Zarana, drives her into the ground.
She did.
All that's visible is her hand with the plans in it. Well, it's dark.
That is a super... That is a great shot.
Yes, it is.
To knock down an entire snowdrift so that the person who is holding blueprints...
Yeah, plans.
I guess this is before like digital blueprints mm-hmm, and whatnot mm-hmm. Are sticking up out of the snowdrift.
I thought you meant it's a great shot, like a camera shot.
I did too.
Because that is a great shot.
Yeah, both. Exactly. The fact that you could maneuver your laser just so that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, you take the plans and head up the ridge to join Sci-Fi. Nice mm-hmm. shot, you tell him. I guess Zarana's really undercover now.
What happened to Baroness?
That wasn't Baroness. That was Zarana.
Oh.
I started talking like Baroness like an idiot.
I see. No.
Well, you know those TV folks, Sci-Fi ads, they are a little flaky.
Snowflakey.
They are a little flaky.
Also, in the Alps, they have flaky pastries. Really? That was it?
All of my decisions were sound. That is it. I was motivated by my boner, and I ended up winning and killing a woman.
Guys, we got plenty of time. Could we go to one of the other destinations and see where we're going?
Only if I can brutally murder another woman I originally wanted to have sex with.
You know what? We might make that fantasy happen for you,
they
Gina.
Call me Wheels.
Spiked Wheels.
So,
what
okay.
Spikes.
To go back to page 3, do we want to go to Lady J and Flint in Africa or go to New Mexico and meet up with Roadblock and Bazooka?
Lady J is another woman.
Okay.
I might end up killing her.
Okay, here we go. You bob and glide.
Yes.
God damn it.
Yes. Everything is designed to make it sound like Ray is having some weird sex.
It's the only kind I know. You bob and glide in the swirling winds as your parachute carries you down towards the clearing in the African jungle.
Oh, you still on your friggin' motorcycle?
Yeah.
This
parachuting
time it's
motorcycle?
It's disguised as a bird.
Did you camouflage it to fit in with the...
Yeah.
Camouflage it as a gorilla?
No, I think you should,
tiki
make,
statue.
You should make it an eagle if you're parachuting in.
Oh, there you
so
go.
It looks like you're riding a giant eagle.
Perfectly normal, perfectly natural.
Takes you right into Mordor. It's fantastic. Where are Flint and Lady J? You were supposed to meet them in the small circle between the tangled trees, but they're nowhere to be seen.
They're hiding.
Oh, jeez. You hit the ground hard and disentangle yourself from the parachute. Your combat cycle lands undamaged a few yards away.
What?
Why the fuck do you have your combat cycle?
Because you want to use it.
You see, it's really your whole character is your motorcycle.
Yeah.
You are your vehicle.
I will say, I do remember.
Knight Rider.
Exactly. Knight Rider and Blue Thunder.
Yep.
And Airwolf.
Airwolf, yep.
Like a helicopter that had guns on it was the shit. And also a motorcycle with guns on it. Oh my God. I remember Mask and it was just.
The name of the car in Knight Rider is?
Kit.
And the name of David Hasselhoff's character is?
Michael
David
Knight.
Hasselhoff.
Yeah. My fucking point exactly. So looking north. You see vehicle tracks leading north and south into the dense jungle. Looking north, you see signs of battle. There are wrecked cobra ferrets overturned by the path. You see a cobra asp.
Are those are actually vehicles and not just
those are the all terrain
vehicles.
Yeah, they're kind of cool. They're the ones that the dreadnoughts ride around with on the space station in Pyramid of Darkness.
Gotcha.
Got it.
It's just that I feel like cobras would have ferrets as pets.
Sure, uh-huh.
That's just
part of the deal.
General your soldiers would have them.
Well, you see a cobra asp assault system pod still burning. The G.I. Joe team members must have won this fight, but where are they now?
To the
south, you see tank tracks. You recognize them as the tracks of a G.I. Joe armadillo mini tanks. That might be the one Steeler rides.
We're not waiting for your ass.
You know that Flint was supposed to take a squad of armadillos into the area, but where is he headed? Boy, lots of questions.
I really hope that Flint has a pet armadillo. He seems like the nice.
He
the
would
nice,
have a pet armadillo.
Place he lives in, yeah, that high rise apartment. That'd be a nice place for an armadillo to.
I was thinking. I hope that like he stumbles upon their charred corpses in the middle of a clearing.
Oh my God!
Which
direction should you go? Perhaps your teammates are still battling cobra to the north and could use your help. Or maybe the south trail leads to a hidden cobra base. Decide quickly, Wheels.
Wait a minute. Are you
tell
just,
me what to do?
Are you just like? I feel like south. There's probably a base.
Yeah.
Based on absolutely nothing. I feel like there's a base in the south, right?
Where are the women to be killed? I will go that way.
I mean, you got to follow the tank treads.
I feel like going to join in the fray.
You're going to join in the fray. So north is the potential battle, and south is the potential cobra base where the G.I. Joe team seems to have headed.
Oh, I thought they were following for the battle.
No. North is the potential. You see the remains of a battle to the north. Uh-huh. Maybe there's still a battle happening.
South,
you see the Joe team that you're planning to meet up with. Their treads lead south.
Ooh, okay.
So do you want to go north or south?
I think I think we should go south.
South towards the base?
I mean, we're here to murder Lady J, right?
I mean, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Let's go murder Lady J.
We're here to murder Lady J, ladies and gentlemen. You decide to take the south trail. Your wheels tear up the ground. Your wheels.
Are they, because they're spiked.
Yeah.
As you race into the jungle depths.
You added spikes because the jungle is hard to get through on a motorcycle.
And you camouflaged it like an alligator, which makes more sense. You're trying to search for your G.I. Joe teammates. Suddenly in the jungle, growth seems to pull back. You see a familiar face in the clearing. Hey, Wheels! Gung-Ho calls out to you, waving you over. You out joyriding, or have you been looking for us?
Huh. I'm in fucking Africa.
I think he's saying that ironically, Chan.
All right.
Good to see you.
I don't feel like Gung-Ho's a guy who
maybe not
does irony very well, so my first assumption is he's just being a dick.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Good to see you tell him. I thought maybe all of you were avoiding me. Where are Flint and Lady J?
Why isn't everybody laughing at your hilarious jokes?
Only that first one. It's the only one that goes. He races.
These people are probably imposters. Because my normal G.I. Joe friends laugh at everything that I say.
I should kill them just to make sure.
Oh, jeez. Synths everywhere. Look out, everybody. He raises his powerful arm to point you towards the G.I. Joe camp. Yeah.
This is about to get porny.
Dear Penthouse Forum again. A few seconds later, you are being greeted by your two teammates. Look at these wheels. Oh, no. Look at these wheels.
Wheels.
Uh-huh. Lady J says, shoving a handful of blueprints at you before you can climb off your cycle. We found these plans in a small Cobra fort. Well, the fort was only half finished, Flint explains. We took them by surprise before they had their defenses up. They ran and left these behind. You quickly look over the blueprints. Wow, you explain. Exclaim, shaking your head. These are plans for a new Cobra combat cycle. This thing looks even more powerful than anything they've ever built. You don't have time to study the plans,
however. Are you saying that this motorcycle is going to be more powerful than say, a tank?
That giant
or
flying battleship with the Cobra head on it.
Yeah.
This is more powerful.
All right. They also have hydrofoils, they've got jets.
Well,
they've got.
To be fair, Wheels has been stuck in the lab in the garage for like years, not being let out because of his terrible jokes.
Sure.
So he doesn't know what's out there.
All right.
He inadvertently leads to women's deaths.
This will definitely more powerful than any World War One military vehicle.
Based on the tech I've seen from the Civil War, this would wreck it. You don't have time to study the plan. Suddenly, Gung-Ho comes running towards you. Hey, gang, looks like we got company, he yells. Turn to page 48. You leap onto your cycle as three Cobra combat cycles roar into your view. Your comrades run for their G.I. Joe armadillo mini tanks. As you activate the smokescreen jets on your cycle, for no reason, apparently.
Yeah, where did he go? I just see a giant fucking smoke cloud in the middle of a jungle.
But you're going towards him. So all they can see is you. You're the only target at that point.
With a big cloud of smoke to hopefully direct their fire.
Well, you recognize your three Cobra attackers. They're Cobra Commander's loyal henchmen, Zartan, and his brother and sister, Xandar and Zarana. So apparently, while Wheels cannot be in two places at once, Zarana can.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. A wall
maybe this time we'll get to bang her.
I'm hoping. Or kill her again.
Yeah.
A wall of smoke fills the clearing. Your side rocket launchers blast away at the trio of attackers. Your teammates begin firing at the three enemy cycles. Hand back the plans and we'll let you live, Zartan screams over the roar of weapon fire, .. Page 4.
Wait a minute, why don't you just take the plans and fucking go?
But you know that Zartan is bluffing. The three Cobra agents are outnumbered. You reply with a blast from your rocket launchers, because you are not one for witty banter anymore.
Whoa.
Zartan and his brother and sister turn around and begin to retreat into the trees. This doesn't feel like
a
trap.
We shoot them in the back.
Oh my god. You murder them on their cycle. No. You roar after them on your combat cycle. They lead you through a twisting path that cuts sharply by a hidden river and then swerves back through a marshy lowland. Looking back, you realize you have left your teammates far behind. You are rapidly closing in on the three fleeing Cobras. Not a good idea.
No.
Should you attack or wait for your comrades to catch up and help you? Decide quickly, Wheels, before you crash right into Zartan.
You gotta wait for that crap. You can't take 3-on-1.
Here's the choice. Attack or wait for your help.
Wait.
Wait, Chan?
Ugh.
Ugh is not one of the options we sadly have available. So what do you think, Chan? Wait for your teammates or attack?
Attack.
Attack. Attack. So
Gina, all right, I'll attack.
It ready
might
to attack?
It might lead to another dead lady.
Yeah, you know what? That's an excellent point right there. You attack! You don't want to give into this three. You don't want to give the three of them this chance to escape into the dense jungle. So you blow the tires off their cycles with six blasts off your energy guns. You are the crackest shot ever.
Six blasts to take out six tires?
Yeah.
All right.
To be fair, a motorcycle doesn't operate with just one.
No.
But you're thorough.
No, yeah.
Now they aren't going anywhere, but that doesn't stop them from shooting back at you. Zartan has rockets mounted on the front of his cycle. He picks up his cycle and aims it at you.
He picks up his motorcycle.
Yeah.
Turns it 180 degrees so it's facing you and holds it like a rifle.
And then the kickback to the missiles firing, nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Firing twin trails of destruction in your way. He just wanted to use that line. You have no choice but to throw your cycle down to the ground. The rockets fly over at your head and smash into the trees behind you. The trees burst into flame. Your quick reflexes have saved your life. This time.
Why didn't you just swerve?
Give up, G.I. Joe creep, shouts Zartan. Why should I? You call back, riding your cycle. All I see in front of me are three cycles with their wheels blown out and three washed-up cobras.
Whoa, burn. Sick burn.
I feel like those other two are pretty young.
They are.
Kind of early to call them washed up.
Too true, Zarana smiles. But what about behind you? That's an old trick and you're not going to fall for it. Are you? Page 53. Just in case Zoran is telling the truth, you grab your cycle and lunge to the side. Just as a grenade blows up on the spot where you were standing, you turn to see Zoran was telling the truth. Oh, from out of the jungle, rumbles a gigantic war machine. This is the most powerful thing Cobras ever know. I mean, it is, I guess.
No, we'll see.
It appears to be three vehicles in one. Oh, jeez. This is what they've been building.
Yeah, what is this thing that they're trying to sell
us
now?
The top is a jet. The middle section is a combat cycle, and the bottom is a tank. You realize...
God damn it.
Yeah. This makes perfect sense.
Is a jet.
Top is a jet.
Uh-huh.
Middle section is a combat cycle.
A combat cycle...
Middle.
Underneath a jet.
In the middle.
It's like the chicken in one of those Krispy Kreme sandwiches.
Yeah. Yeah.
Chicken in the middle of a Krispy Kreme
sandwich? Yeah, you got Krispy Kreme donut, fried chicken, Krispy Kreme donut.
I have heard of a Krispy Kreme burger. I have never heard of a chicken version of it.
Well, the tank, and the bottom is a tank.
And the bottom is a tank.
Yeah. I want a picture.
How does that make any one of those things
better?
More effective?
Yeah. Guys, do your fan art. Speaking of DeviantArt, fan art this thing, you realize at once that the tank must be the one bazooka found in New Mexico. The jet is the one iceberg sighted in the Alps, and the cycle is the one you've come to investigate. A silver masthead. Yes?
Krispy Kreme chicken sandwich.
Oh, I would eat the fuck out of that.
Wait a minute. Is that a cream filled?
It's Krispy Kreme donut bun with a chicken sandwich in the middle of it.
Yeah, I understand how that works, but that looks there. Doesn't look like a normal Krispy Kreme donut. It looks like one of the filled donuts.
This one is jelly filled.
Oh, now I'm in.
That is
delicious.
Horrifying.
A silver masked head pops out of the cockpit of the glider section. Meet my Cerebus device. Oh, okay. Cerebus device, yeah.
Because it's got three heads.
Yeah, it's the master weapon supplier, Destro.
Cerberus device?
There we go. What a nice target. Destro yells over the deafening roar of the war machine's engines, but what a pity. I was looking forward to more of a challenge. As he moves towards you, this incredible device, you weigh your options. They seem to narrow down to two, fight or stall for time. Can you and your combat cycle take on the super weapon of Destro's, or will you need the help of your G.I. Joe teammates who should be on the scene any moment, guys? Attack or stall? What are we doing?
I mean, we attacked before.
I feel like... using the logic of this whole thing...
We can't attack again, because we'll die.
Well, just that a motorcycle attacking three motorcycles is a thing, but a motorcycle...
Sorry, a jet, a motorcycle, and tank?
A turducken of Cobra vehicles...
I looked that up, by the way. Couldn't find a picture.
Me neither. Here's the thing. It can only exist in a book... Because a kid would be like, fuck yeah, I want a fucking jet attached to a motorcycle. In real life, he'd be like, that looks like it's going to fall over.
So what would we do? Break. Like... Would we stall for time? They're going to be here any minute.
Are there no pictures in there?
No pictures of it, no.
I feel like we need more information about what the Cerberus...
It's clearly nasty. Vehicle. That's all we know.
Clearly.
Yeah.
I feel like it's going to drive for 2 feet and then fall over on its side.
I feel it's going to be like one of those Rob Liefeld characters with a teeny, teeny, tiny waist. And yeah, exactly. In real life, it would just fold over.
Well, guys, here's the deal. I looked ahead, so we're going to stall.
I said so. I think stalling is the logical choice.
I think we were going to lean that way anyway, but I've actually already flipped to that page, and I've lost the page we were on, so we're stalling. Your plan is to stall by keeping on the move and moving fast. Speed comes easily to you, but you've never raced into a jungle with a huge cobra war machine on your trail.
Does he have a meth problem?
Yes, he does. Speed comes easily to him. Him and Wild Bill hang out a lot.
Apparently.
You see immediately that your weapons are of no use. Oh. The missiles you fire don't even dent the Cerberus device. Mm. The Cerberus device cuts into the jungle behind you. This feels like a video game, like boss battle of some kind, like from Metal Gear Solid or something. I love it.
I feel like if there are three disparate vehicles that are somehow jammed together, there is a pretty easy way to break them apart. I mean, you shoot into the joints where they're connected and the whole thing will fall apart.
It flies like a jet. It's fast like a cycle, but it's tough like a tank.
You cannot impart speed to a vehicle in that fashion.
Your driving skill and the modified combat cycle's power are keeping you ahead of the device for now. The menacing war machine isn't your only problem. You spin your cycle away just in time to avoid Zartan and Xandar, who leap down from the tree limbs overhead. Instead of ambushing you, they knock into each other with bone-crushing force. That should take care of them for a bit. You're wondering where their sister is. Uh-oh. When you see her creeping through the jungle. She creeping. She's aiming a heavy Cobra assault rifle at you. Zaranda doesn't get to fire her assault rifle, however. In a flash of silver and green, she's knocked off her feet by an onrushing G.I. Joe Silver Mirage motorcycle, now sold in stores near you. Driven by the grinning Lady J. The turbo cycle roars into action as the rest of your teammates join the battle. Let's get to the back of that Cobra monster, Flint yells. The armor looks weaker there. Maybe we can make a dent or two. Flint's plan might work, but it means you have to come under the Cerberus device fire once again. Once more, you turn towards it, prepared to act as bait. You roar past the base of the mighty Cobra war machine one more time. Your eyes are on its powerful weapons, not on the ground. You don't see the gaping holes in the ground made by its energy cannons. Whoa! You yell.
Whoa.
As your front W-H-O-O-O-O-A exclamation point, all caps.
That's only four O's.
Whoa!
I guess it's not that big a deal.
As you are sent flying from your cycle.
What did you just
Gina,
draw,
are you drawing
Gina?
A picture? I love it. I love this picture. Why is the tank facing a different direction than the,
because
than the plane?
Because they did not design it well. Also, why is
this? Why is everyone cool with this? This is a picture for the Facebook page. Gina has just penned a drawing of the Cerberus device. Do your favorite art of the Cerberus device based on this great explanation.
I feel like you're making a joke of this, Gina. There's no way that that motorcycle would be placed that way.
It's facing up, for the record, you guys at home. You watch in dismay as the Cobra cannons blast your combat cycle to shreds, but you have no time to mourn your special cycle. You roll out of the way of the deadly machine and head for cover. Then
What do you mean there's no time to mourn?
No time to mourn your cycle.
You need to go through the stages of grief. Before
also,
you
what
can
do you mean your special
on.
Cycle? Well, do you have sex with it?
Yes.
Your special friend?
There is no question.
I absolutely believe that Wheels has sex with his motorcycle.
Penis in that tailpipe?
There is nothing in this book that suggests otherwise.
Then suddenly, you hear a thunderous roar in the sky. You look up to see a squadron of G.I. Joe Sky Strikers. A few seconds later, they let loose a barrage of missiles. One missile lands on top of the Cerberus device. A direct hit.
Lands on top. It just like...
guys... Boop. Turn to page 88, the last page of the book.
Oh, God.
It's the good ending. For a brief second, the armor of Destro's machine holds its form. Then as you shield your eyes from a blinding light, the Cerberus device turns white hot. Glowing like a fireball, it crumples and melts. That was a badly designed... Sorry, Destro.
If you look directly at it, you see the souls of the dead, like in the Ark of the Covenant.
Oh, jeez. Melting Nazi. The remaining Cobras flee. You have scored a big victory today. Hey, too bad, Wheels, a voice calls. You turn, you see Roadblock, a grin on his face. Looks like you're going to have to walk like the rest of us, old buddy. Hey, listen, you tell him, your grin wider than his. If that big, ugly war machine is out of the picture, I don't mind walking. In italics. Final paragraph. I'm assuming there's going to be a good pun, you guys.
I think he's going to kill the rest of the Joes and go rogue.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Destro wanted to combine three Cobra machines into one unbeatable device. Lady J gives us exposition of the thing we just read.
Unbeatable.
As you survey the wreckage of his machine, he hoped jet wings.
That thing that here you we drew go, guys. Is not unbeatable, Gina.
He hoped jet wings, tank treads, and cycle tires would be unbeatable. But he didn't count on our secret weapon, wheels. The effing and best ending.
Guys, listen. This is how it works. This flies, and this is like, this is super glued to the bottom of it.
Okay, I like this plan.
So like, there's like one person in here flying. There's one person on here that's just like sitting on the motorcycle.
The motorcycle is pointed up. So yeah. They're sitting and facing the sky.
Yeah, exactly.
Excuse me while I kiss the sky.
And then so they're shooting this way. They can tank stuff that way.
They can tank stuff that
way? They can tank stuff that way. Shoot their boom boom cannons.
Shoot tanks.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I like this.
Okay.
Yeah, but then when it's on the ground, it drives this way.
Uh-huh.
And these two just sit on top, but there are still people in them.
So when you guys see this picture on Facebook when we release this episode, this wasn't a roaming five-year-old walking by who drew this picture. This is Gina and her art style.
Gina, employed by the Cartoon Network.
Look, I drew it in 30 seconds, you guys, based on clip art.
Here's the thing.
I look forward to seeing this vehicle show up in something that you've written now.
Gina. I want you to go to work tomorrow, grab the first artist you can, and say you've got 30 seconds.
Oh, I like it.
Draw me a Cobra Cerberus device.
I will.
Yes, I want these pictures. In fact, I want it
they
framed.
Only
this
get 30
great.
Seconds, even though you clearly took longer than that.
You did.
That was like a 4 or 5 minute thing because I was looking
like
over.
It was 2 minutes.
When I saw you drawing.
It was like 2 minutes.
Okay, give him 2 minutes then. 2 minutes seems fair for a real artist to conceptualize and put into life. Something like this.
It is.
I mean, I could also post this online.
Oh, we're posting this online.
No, I mean, I could post the challenge online.
The challenge goes out to everybody who's listening right now. If you're at home and you're a fan of Knowing Is Half the Podcast, draw your version of the Cerberus device.
Yeah.
Winner,
you get 2 minutes.
I will find a way to send you a cookie in the mail.
Send you a male cookie?
Send
female
some
cookies?
Weird... Yes.
Do you gender your fucking cookies?
Well, they're
cookies?
Girl Scout cookies. Those are female cookies.
Those
send
are not...
them some weird like Asian grocery store item.
You know what? If you do this and we like it, we will send you a weird Asian grocery store item or a cookie or both.
Weird,
it might not be good by the
Asian
time you get it.
Grocery store cookie?
Yeah, it seems like the easiest thing to just...
Oh, yeah, that would make a lot of sense then, wouldn't it, you guys?
It'd be like a chicken and a biscuit flavored cookie.
Cookie, okay. Wasabi flavored cookie?
Yeah.
I like it. Well, guys, that's the end of Operation Weapons Disaster, written by James M. Ward. Better
than
Terror Trap.
It was true. It was, in fact, a weapons disaster. Only a frigging moron would make that device.
It's Destro. Destro had an off day. And
I am actively angry at how terrible that device is.
It was not good, in hindsight.
But it looks good.
It looks great, yeah. Well, guys, thank you so much for listening to this bank episode whenever it came out. We'll be back with normal episodes next week of Know Your Joe, as well as a new episode whenever it's popping into place.
What?
I don't know what we're doing.
Ray's been doing this for too long.
It's been a lot of talking today. In any case, you can hit us up on Facebook, facebook.com/knowingishalfthepodcast. Hit us up at G.I. Joe Podcast on Twitter. And we have a survey. Go ahead and take it. Tell us what you like, what you didn't like. Did you love this episode? Did you hate it? Let us know. We need to know these things so we can stop doing them if you don't like them. Or you can just skip them. We've given you like 76 episodes to also comb through. So sorry if one didn't hit, jerks. Now I'm mad at you for judging me in my Choose Your Own Adventure books.
Yes.
Grown man buying Choose Your
Feel
Own Adventure
the
books.
Hate flow through you.
Otherwise, though, individually, I am on Twitter at Almighty Ray.
I am at 999 RPMs.
I am at Gina Ippy.
I don't know what is happening right now, but I'm going to get out before any of us gets arrested or divorced. So good night now.
Thank you. It's Brent Pope, the host of Breakfast with Brent Pope. You've seen me on some of your favorite TV shows saying things like, give it up, Jimmy, you gotta sink this putt to win. On Breakfast with Brent Pope, I sit down with guests from the entertainment world and we do it all over breakfast. Or should I say Breakfast? Every week on Breakfast, you get inside Hollywood info and tips, great breakfast recs and booty debates. Most of all, you get the most delightful 30 minutes of your week. So dig in, it's Breakfast time. Listen at Breakfast.com, Apple Podcasts, or wherever fine podcasts are found.